Title: Jungle Roll Variations for Pyretradio Energy Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper jungle roll variations in Ableton Live. Not just one roll that you paste everywhere, but a small kit of roll flavors you can throw in like a DJ on Pirate Radio. Tight ramps, ghosty chatter, pitch drops iron energy, and tape-headed stutters. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a basic drum groove and move around in drum rack, MIDI clips, and the groove pool. What we're doing today is giving your drums that someone's riding the fader and the crowd is ready urgency, without turning your drop into a constant machine gun fill. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Set your grid to 1/16 for now. We'll go smaller later when we need it. Create three tracks. One MIDI track called Drums with a drum rack on it. One audio track called Break Layer, optional but very jungle. And either a return track called Roll Effects, or a group bus we can use for roll processing. Returns are nice, because you can throw effects only when you want them. Now step 1. Build a bass groove, because rolls don't mean anything without context. Here's a clean hybrid approach. Do a simple two-step with some break seasoning. In the drum rack, program your kick on beat 1 and the end of 3 if you're thinking in classic 16th steps. So if you count 16 THS as 1 through 16, that's kick on 1 and 11. Put your snare on 5 and 13. That gives you the familiar D-N-B backbone immediately. Add a closed hat on 8ths or 16ths, but keep it restrained. A common mistake is hats too busy, then the rolls don't feel special. We want the roll to be the loud sentence in the paragraph. Now optional but recommended, the break layer, drop and a classic break. Amen, think, hot pants, anything in that family. Warp it in beats mode, preserve transients, and set the transient loop to 1/16. Then high pass it with EQ8, somewhere around 120 to 180 HE. The goal is, break provides texture and motion, but it's not eating your kick in subspace. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 KHZ. Cool. Now you've got a stable bed, the rolls are going to shout over that bed. Step 2. Roll variation 1. The tight snare roll in MIDI. This is your classic radio hype ramp. Clean, snappy, controllable. Pick a snare that cuts. If you have a break snare you like, resample it and use that. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and name it Roll 1. Tight. Naming matters. Later you'll be launching these like performance tools, so be obvious with labels. Program the roll like a ramp. Start with 1/16 notes for about 1 beat, then go to 1/32 notes for the last half beat. That speed up at the end is one of the most readable jungle gestures. Even people who don't produce feel it. Now velocity shaping. This is not optional. Velocity is basically your built-in radio compressor feeling. If the roll isn't exciting, don't reach for distortion first. Reach for contrast. Set the early hits around 70 to 90. Put ghost hits down at 30 to 55. Then make the last 2 to 4 hits jump up to 95 to 115, like a final shout. That's the raw moment. Add swing, but don't wreck it. Open the groove pool and try MPC 16 swing at 55 to 60. Apply it lightly, like 30 to 60%. You want a bit of lean, not drunken timing. Quick polish on tone. Put a saturator on the snare pad. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then on the drum rack itself, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15, crunch 0 to 10, and be careful with boom if your kick is already heavy. That's roll 1, tight, controlled, and it cuts. Step 3. Roll variation 2, the ghosty jungle roll. This one is not about pure speed, it's about chatter. Think of it as little murmurs and nudges around the main accents. Duplicate your roll 1 clip and rename it roll 2, ghosty. Now remove the constant stream idea. Instead, place a few 1/16 ghosts before your main accents, and add little accents around the snare hits, especially on the E and a subdivisions. If you're counting 1 E and A, those off parts create that classic jungle conversational rhythm. Shorten note lengths in the MIDI editor. Short notes tend to punch better and avoid smearing when you add bus effects. Now micro timing, and this is a big part of a live jungle. Keep your main snare accents close to the grid. That's your anchor. Then take some ghost notes and nudge them slightly early, like -5 to -12 milliseconds. Early ghosts create urgency, like someone rushing the phrase. Nudge a few other ghosts slightly late, maybe +5 milliseconds, so it breathes. That push-pull is where the vibe lives. If you don't want to draw every velocity, drop Ableton's MIDI velocity device before the snare. Add a bit of drive, like 10 to 20, and random around 5 to 15. The goal is subtle variation, not chaos. That's roll 2. It feels like hands, not a typewriter. Coach note here. Think and roll rolls, not just roll types. Before you go further, decide what this roll does. Is it an announce? An answer? A fake out? A transition? Label it like that if you want. Announce 2 beat. Fake out 1/2 beat. This single habit stops random fill syndrome where you throw rolls in with no intention. Step 4. Roll variation 3. Pitch drop roll. Pirate siren flavor. This one is perfect for pre-drop ramps or those mid-phrase hype moments, where you want it to feel like the signal is bending. Put your snare sample into simpler on the snare pad. Use one-shot mode. Warp off for clean drum behavior. Make a roll clip that ramps, maybe 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32. Then automate simpler as transpose so it starts at 0 semitones and drops to somewhere between -5 and -12 semitones over the roll. Now add byte with auto filter after simpler. Use band pass. Put the frequency around 1.2 to 3 kHz, resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. Then automate the filter frequency slightly upward while the pitch drops. That opposite motion builds tension. Pitch goes down. Radio presence goes up. Extra teacher tip. If you want this to sound more like transmission and less like a cartoon, keep the pitch move fairly quick and don't drop too far. -12 semitones can be sick, but it can also turn your snare into a tom if the sample has a lot of tone. Step 5. Roll variation 4. Stutter chop in audio, the tape-headed feeling. This is the most cut-it-on-the-desk jungle sound. Grab a clean snare hit, or even a little break fragment that has snare plus a hint of air around it. Put it on an audio track or into simpler. Audio track is easiest to visualize. Warp in beats mode. Preserve transients. Set transient loop to 1/32 or 1/64. Now create stutters. Do 1/16 stutter for one beat, then 1/32 stutter for half a beat, and then a tiny 1/64 burst right before impact. Use that last burst sparingly, because if everything is 1/64, nothing feels fast anymore. Glue it together with a glue compressor on that channel. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator with 3 to 7 dB drive, soft clip-on. Now you've got 4 variations that feel meaningfully different. Before we arrange, a timing hierarchy to keep in your head. Main snare accents stay fairly tight. Ghosts can be sloppy, plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. Super fast stutters like 1/64 should be very tight, otherwise they read as flams instead of a burst. Step 6. Map and deploy these like a performance instrument. Method 1 is clip launching in session view. Put roll 1 through 4 as clips on your drum rack track, or on a dedicated MIDI track that targets the rack. Make each clip either 1 bar long or 2 beats long, depending on how you like to fill. Set global quantization to half a bar for controlled launches, or a quarter note if you want quicker DJ-style chops. Then literally launch rolls like you're juggling fills, and record into arrangement. Method 2 is follow actions for controlled chaos. Make all 4 roll clips the same length. In the clip box, turn on follow action. After 1 bar, set it to go to next or other, with a ratio like 2 to 1 so it's semi-predictable. This can instantly create that pirate radio anything could happen vibe, without losing the grid. Step 7. Build your roll bus FX. The hype sauce. Create a return track called Roll FX. First, EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Rolls should not fight the sub. If you want extra bite, add a small presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't overdo it. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20, crunch 5 to 15. This helps the roll feel like it's pushing the system. Then auto filter, band pass or high pass with some resonance. Automate the filter frequency during fills for that radio sweep. Then reverb, small to medium size, decay 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't hiss all over your mix. Then a delay or echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Feedback 10 to 25%. You're not trying to create a dub wash all the time, just a tail that makes the fill feel like it launched into space. Key workflow tip. Automate the send into roll effects only on the last half beat of the fill, or even just the last hit. That throw is the pirate broadcast's signature. Dry and punchy, then suddenly a splash of space. Optional upgrade. Make a second return that's band-limited radio. EQ 8 band pass around 400 Hz to 4.5 kHz. then some saturator or overdrive, then a compressor with a faster attack. Send only certain rolls to that return, so they literally sound broadcast through a small system. It's a really effective contrast trick. Step 8. Arrangement placements that feel authentic. Use rolls like punctuation. Don't turn the whole paragraph into exclamation marks. Try a short two-beat roll every 8 bars, then back to groove. For pre-drop, use a full bar ramp with a filter sweep and a reverb throw right at the end. For call and response, let a roll answer a stab or a vocal. For mid-drop spice, put one roll at bar 12 for 28, just to reset attention without changing the whole drum pattern. If you want an arrangement density map like a DJ would do it, bars 1 to 8 almost none, earn the payoff. Bars 9 to 16 short answers. Bars 17 to 24 one statement roll, maximum 1 bar. Bars 25 to 32 a fake out and then a real ramp into transition. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't quantize everything at 100%. Jungle urgency comes from tiny imperfections, especially in ghosts. Don't let rolls fight the sub. High pass the roll bus and keep your kick and bass sacred. Don't use the same roll every time. Rotate 3 or 4 variations, even if the difference is subtle. Don't drown rolls in reverb. Too much reverb smears transients and you lose the radio bite. Use throws. And don't ignore velocity shaping. Without it, rolls become a flat machine gun instead of a drummer getting excited. A couple pro moves before we wrap. Use 2 snares on purpose. Snare A is body, mid-range and transient. Snare B is edge, short and bright, almost clicky. Put snare B only on the last 2 to 4 hits of a roll. Suddenly you get broadcast bite without making the whole groove harsh. Also, print early. Once a roll feels good, resample it to audio and treat it like a break fragment. Jungle was built on audio handling. Printing locks character and encourages bolder edits. Mini practice exercise. About 15 to 25 minutes. Build a 16-bar drop with your basic groove and optional break layer. Create 4 roll clips. Tight 1/16 to 1/32 ramp, ghosty off-grid chatter, pitch drop roll, and audio stutter that goes 1/32 to a tiny 1/64 burst. Place them like this. Bar 8, a 2-beat ghost roll. Bar 12, a tiny half-beat stutter as a fake-out. Bar 16, a full bar pitch drop ramp into a crash or impact. Then automate the roll effects, send only on the last hit of each roll. Export a 16-bar drums only bounce and listen like a DJ. Does it hype without clutter? If you mute the roll effects return, do the rolls still work? They should. The effects are seasoning, not the meal. Recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.